You may have heard Mike Formby's name mentioned a few times in local politics. He's a former director of the City Department of Transportation Services and the State Department of Transportation. Formby served as an interim council member for East Oahu before taking a position at the Pacific Resource Partnership, which represents the Carpenters Union and construction contractors. Formby says his experience has prepared him to be the next managing director and to advise Mayor-elect Blangiardi.
I think he, as a novice to politics, is looking for a relationship with an MD that he can call upon, you know, experience as far as how it goes relating to directors at the city level, the state level, relating to the congressional delegation, and I think that's what I bring to the table that he's going to rely upon.
Formby says he and Blangiardi hope to streamline government services to address city issues, even during a pandemic. He acknowledges it's a tough task to accomplish, but says it would help fulfill Blangiardi's priorities.
Homelessness, affordable housing, obviously is key. Efficiency in government, so how the private industry, the business community, the developers are able to get permits out of the Department of Planning and Permitting. What's the best way to do that, and how can we keep things moving?
Formby says rail is another big challenge facing the new administration. As a former director and board member of the Rail Authority, Formby says everyone has to get on the same page. The project faces more delays and higher costs due to the relocation of utilities in the city center, and it could lose federal funds after the Caldwell administration withdrew from a public-private partnership that was to build the last stretch of the rail line. Formby says the new administration wants to find solutions and to finish the project.
What Mayor Blangiardi and I hope to do is to align the city with TART. In other words, we shouldn't have this division between the two because it's a city project. And the city signed the full funding grant agreement, not HART. We need to make sure that we're on the same page as far as the proposal to the FTA so that we don't lose any federal funds. I mean, we already have a deficit just based on COVID with the GET and the TAT revenue. Well, we can't afford to be losing federal funds that are currently programmed for the project.
Blangiardi and Formby start their new jobs as mayor and managing director in early January. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.